This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. So buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: his sister catfished me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 38 years old and I've been with the same man for 5 years, and he's not focused on marriage or taking our relationship further. But he won't let me go. He accuses me of seeking attention from other men because of the way I dress, and I see that as him not trusting me. He's so paranoid all the time, so I reassure him that I'm not up to no good when I'm hanging out with my friends. I told myself I'd give him another year to propose. I would never tell him about my deadline because I don't want him to propose unless he really wants to. I took a short break from him and I stopped playing house. I went and stayed with my mom for a month to force my boyfriend to take me on dates and make time for me if he wanted to have sex with me. During that time, I got a DM from a handsome guy that said he saw me at a career fair that I was speaking at. We exchanged phone numbers and I gave him career advice and helped him with his resume. I never talked with him on the phone, only texts and emails. He wanted us to meet up somewhere and I told him that I have a boyfriend. That led to him opening up about the trouble he was having with his love life, and I told him about how my boyfriend takes me for granted. Little did I know, my boyfriend's 17-year-old sister was catfishing me, and I had been communicating with her, not the handsome guy. I was so busted. My boyfriend broke up with me, and I tried to reason with him, but then I realized that I'm too old for games. I did not cheat or do anything terrible. Should I stop fighting for this relationship? Well, if you're asking me, yes, absolutely yes. Because what are you fighting for? You're not fighting for anything. He's not worth it. What would you be fighting to save? You weren't happy with him anyway. I mean, you said you've been with this man for 5 years and nothing. No proposal, nothing. No working on the relationship, trying to take it to the next level, none of that. And all this moving in with your mom to force him to take you out and to want to have sex with you is crazy. I mean, don't you know if he wanted to do any of these things, he would? And that includes proposing and his sister catfishing you. What is that all about? This is all just stupid and immature and, like you say, games. He broke up with you over that? You didn't cheat or do anything terrible, you said. You helped this guy with his resume. You gave him some career advice. And you told him you had a man that took you for granted. You never even saw this guy or talked to him on the phone. And your man broke up with you over that after 5 years of dating. I think this incident just gave him a reason to do what he's wanting, what he had been wanting to do all along. And that was get out of this relationship. So to you, I say the same thing. Get out of this relationship. Steve, well, you're out of it because he broke up with you, but get over it. Steve?
Well, this letter kind of ignorant to me, so
yeah.
I think I should address it as an ignorant person. just pray for me. Father God, help that.
All the time.
I ask God to let there be more of him and less of me and more you and less me. And I'm trying because the me is so dominant. I want to say something and respond, but the God in me is holding my tongue. This 38-year-old woman is dating this man that ain't thinking about her, really. No further than what it is. He's really just got her there at his beckoning call, seems to me. He's not focused on marriage or taking the relationship further, but he won't let me go. No. That's not true. It ain't that he won't let you go, it's you won't leave. See, stop blaming men for holding on to you when it's you that's holding on to them. Stop giving a man that kind of power over you. It ain't that he won't let you go, it's that you don't have the courage to leave. Now, he's always saying that you're trying to seek attention from other men because of the way I dress, and I see that as him not trusting me. Both of those things are true. Who, when you get dressed in the morning, ladies, don't you dress to impress?
Yeah.
It might be yourself. Someone. It might be your co-workers. It might be your husband. Mm-hmm. But somebody. You dress to impress. Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody at the job get impressed, then that's just bonus. But I put it on to put it on. You know what I'm saying? I put it on to put it on. And anyway, he's so paranoid, and I got to reassure him that I'm up to no good when I'm hanging out with my friends. I told myself give him another year to propose, but I would never tell him about my deadline because I don't want him to propose unless he really wants to. Well, that don't make no sense right there. That's a mistake. Ladies, if y'all don't start putting timelines on some of these men, you ain't going to ever get what you want. Because as long as we getting what we want, we cool. Now, you did a smart thing. You took a short break from him and you stopped playing house. You wouldn't stay with your mom for a month to force my boyfriend to take me on dates and make time for me if he wanted to have sex with me. That was a good move. It just you only did it for 30 days. You should have kept that plan in place. When we come back, we'll tell you about the DM she got and how the catfish began.
All right, Steve, hang on. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, his sister catfished me. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, his sister catfished me.
The 38-year-old woman got this man that don't have wanna, so she done played the games with him and stuff, and she done set a deadline. She want a proposal in a year, but she didn't get a guy the deadline, which now he don't know. Men stupid, we don't take hints. So I think you should, if you have a deadline, you ought to give it to a guy. And you said the reason you didn't do that is because you didn't want him to propose to you unless he really wants to. Well, they won't. A man ain't gonna propose to you unless he really wants to. But he ain't gonna give you a date unless he know you really want to. Hello, you see how it works? So, you know, y'all can't have one without the other ladies. So you wanted to stop playing house with him, so you took a break from him, and you went and you stayed with your mom for a month to force him to take you on dates and make time for you if he wanted to have sex with you. During that time, I got a DM from a handsome guy that said he saw me at a career fair I was speaking at. We exchanged phone numbers. I gave him career advice, helped him on his resume. Never talked to him on the phone, only texts and emails. He wanted us to meet up somewhere, and I told him I have a boyfriend. That led to him opening up about the trouble he was having with his love life, and I told him about how my boyfriend takes me for granted. Little did I know, my boyfriend's 17-year-old sister was catfishing me. Now, for those of you that's like me that thought that catfishing was a sport down in Mississippi and riverbanks, let me help you understand something. Catfishing is when someone pretends to be someone else without your knowledge to get you to perform some type of act or get you to talk or make a commitment without keeping from you whole time their real identity. That's basically what catfishing is. The boyfriend, 17-year-old girl, sent a picture to her saying, this is who I am, and I met you at a place you were speaking at. And that's what the catfish began. But because they didn't get on the phone and have no verbal or FaceTime. See, FaceTime, it stops all this.
Yeah.
But because they didn't do no FaceTime, now you was communicating with his 17-year-old sister who was catfishing you because she don't like you anyway. And don't be surprised if your boyfriend didn't put her up to it because he was jealous of you anyway. So he probably had his little sister do this to set you up because he ain't trying to marry you all the new way. He been suspicious of you anyway, so now he thought he was busted. You said, I'm so busted. My boyfriend broke up with me. I tried to reason with him, but then I realized I'm too old for games. I did not cheat or do anything terrible. Should I stop fighting for this relationship? Shirley said you should. And you know what? I agree with her 100%. Because what you fighting for? You ain't got time for these games. Him or his little ignorant sister. But he more ignorant than the little sister is. At least she's 17. She dumb for a reason. You got catfished. So what? You didn't do nothing. You ain't meet with him, and then when he tried to meet you, told him you had a boyfriend. He opened up about how he was having a hard time with his girl, and then you said your boyfriend taking you for granted. All that's true. Now, your boyfriend gonna break up. Now, he gonna make you crawl back. Now, y'all gonna start over. Now, he gonna buy another 5 years with you. That's how that's gonna work. Good riddance. Next time you go to a conference to speak, you need to spot a handsome guy and DM him. Quit fooling with this man that ain't fooling with you. And ladies, listen to me. Stop expecting a man to get the hints when we don't do hints well at all. If you are giving your man a year to propose to you, but you don't tell him he got a year, and then he don't propose, and now you mad? No. If he has a year to propose, tell him, listen, you got 1 year to get yourself together when it comes to me. If you don't think you love me enough in a year to want to spend the rest of your life with me, then I will know in a year and we can part ways. That's what you have to do. So stop talking about he wouldn't let you go. No, you are afraid to leave. That's all it is. Any questions, ladies? Shirley?
Well, I mean, what do you think? Why did he break up with her? I think that he didn't do any of these things because he didn't want to. You know, he doesn't want to marry her.
He's not going to let the relationship move any further because he's getting everything he wants.
Yeah.
They playing house. He having sex. He got the chick of his dreams. You want the day of your dreams when that ain't his dream. You making all his dreams come true, but he ain't making none of yours come true.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you ladies always have to have that issue, that soft ultimatum.
Yeah.
Or else.
Mm-hmm.
Or else you gonna have nothing. And I don't see what you fighting for. Let them break up. Bye.
Why is she thinking that it's him that's paranoid? It's him that's thinking that she's going out, you know, dressing a certain way.
Because there are men who have great manipulation skills and will make you think it's you when it's them the whole time. The best offense is a good defense. The best defense is a good offense.
Right.
If you throwing shade and blame on the other person all the time, they ain't got time to throw it on you because they over there playing defense. It's an old trick.
Yeah.
He done fooled you. Stop being fooled.
All right, Steve. Thank you. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knick's Menswear, your friend in style.